The efforts of two men who came to the aid of a BC Highway Patrol member during a pullover that turned violent were acknowledged on Thursday. With the matter now before the court, details provided on what happened were limited, but it was clear that Wilmar Salaza and Robert Wheeler did not hesitate when they came across the scene near the intersection of Highway 97 North and 10th Avenue on March 25 at about 11:30 a.m. In preparation for getting his N, Salaza's son was driving when they saw a man attacking the member. "I told my son, 'You need to pull over, I need to help the police officer,' he said. 'No need to think about it.'" For Wheeler, it was a split-second decision. "The guy was attacking him for who knows what reason, but the officer was in need of assistance, so just figured I'd help out," he said. BCHP Chief Supt. Holly Turton said their actions not only allowed the officer to put the suspect in handcuffs but prevent more serious injury. "They jumped in to assist knowing full well they were putting themselves at risk," Turton said. Salazar and Wheeler were presented with certificates of appreciation and BCHP challenge coins during a ceremony at the North District RCMP detachment. "A small token when you consider their remarkable actions," Turton said. A third man who also stepped in was unable to attend but will also be presented with a certificate and challenge coin at a later date. Robert Charles Waite, 66, has since been charged with aggravated assault and two counts of assaulting a peace officer.